again, it's Thursday, so that means it's time for Tinsel Talk with me, DJLC, and my usual guest, who I have found a name that I'm comfortable calling her, Cottie.
Okay, that works.
So I'm here with my guest, Cottie. There's reasons for this, but I'm not going to give them away. And today we have a pretty good show planned. And first up, we're going to be talking about movies that we've seen. There's a few that we saw since last week. There's going to be a little bit of story time thrown in there about something that I thought was funny that happened this week. TV shows I watch, and then of course celebrity gossip, including what's up with Justin Bieber still? Like, what is that kid's problem? Some may never know, but I do. I think I know. I think I have the answers. So, right into it. Movies. Okay, a while ago I was talking about this movie called First Time that had Dylan O'Brien in it, and I was so excited to see it. And then I finally saw it because it was on...
the internet?
Internet, yes. Thank you, internet. I saw it on the internet. And then when I got back from spring break, Cottie had bought it for me. And so I made her watch it. Because, of course, like, everyone has to love Dylan O'Brien. He's amazing. So he watched it. And it was better than the first time.
Clever.
I didn't even mean that. I didn't even mean to do that. That just, like, happened. Okay. So what did you think of the movie?
I mean, he's not my favorite guy, but in that movie,
amazing,
kind of made me like him a little bit more.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But
it's happening.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. If you guys haven't seen it, I suggest you watch it because he's looking really good in it.
Oh, yeah. He definitely hit the gym for that movie.
His, like, definitely.
His shoulders are all
his
broad
arms,
and his arms and his chest. And just excites me thinking about it. And so I'm going to give that movie an A- rating.
I say B+, A- range.
Ooh, holla for that one. Dylan O'Brien, so amazing. And then I watched Red Riding Hood, which is an old movie, but I never saw it. And the whole movie, I was trying to guess who the wolf was.
And I would not tell her.
I did guess it, and it wasn't my last guess
either. It was one of her last guesses, though.
It was my last male guess. Because then I was like, oh, wait, watch. It's not even going to be male. The wolf is not going to be a male. So then I started guessing women. But he was my last male guess, but he definitely wasn't my last guess. It was the father, BT Dubs. And I give that a solid B rating.
Yeah, I agree.
And then we watched Love and Other Drugs, which was a good movie. It has Anne Hathaway and Jake Gyllenhaal. And Anne Hathaway has Parkinson's, and Jake Gyllenhaal is he sells...
Drugs.
Drugs, but, like, to doctors and stuff. Yeah, that's not, like, an actual drug dealer where he's on the streets. And I give that... It was, like, a romantic...
Comedy.
Wasn't funny, though. It was kind of more sad than funny. It was just a romance movie. Chick flick. We'll call it that. And I'm going to give it a B-.
I feel like that one's a B.
Agree to disagree.
Yep.
And then finally, Spring Breakers.
Man, oh man.
We saw this Thursday night, so right after we got done talking about it, we went and saw it. And it was intense. Like, you think because of who was acting in it, like Selena Gomez and Vanessa Hudgens, it's not going to be too bad, like, rating-wise. But there was, like, all they were doing was snorting coke. And there was a scene that was very sexual. And it was just so intense. And this girl got shot. And they were killing people. It was so intense.
And breaking into things.
I loved it. It was just so good. And, like, I've heard a lot of, like, reviews about it that people didn't like it. But I don't really care because I loved it.
It was very good.
Giving the movie. I mean, it had too much of boobs for my taste. Like, they could have cut out some boobs. And it still would have been the same movie.
Because
there's a lot of scenes where it's literally just, like, spring break people, topless women just jumping around. And they didn't have to have that in there. but I give the movie an A minus, B plus, kind of like it's in that gray area.
I give it an A minus.
It was really good though.
It would have made the A mark if there was less boob, I think.
Yeah, it just felt like it was too much. Like, I got the point of Spring Break, and the whole movie's about people our age being so obsessed with sex, drugs, and crime, and how we're kind of desensitized to it. But less boobs could have worked.
Yeah.
And so I got that an A minus, B plus. It was really, and it's a weird movie, kind of, because, like, it's very out of order, and there's a lot of the dialogue is over what you're seeing, not with what you're seeing. And so it's kind of, it's different in that way, but it was really good. I liked it a lot. And I heard a lot of people saying that there was no, like, redemption for the characters, but there was a redemption. You just had to, like, kind of realize what you were seeing. It wasn't in order. Like, you definitely, like, you weren't, as you were seeing the redemption, you weren't like, oh, this is the redemption, but there was a redemption. I don't care what people say. And on to story time. So, when was it?
Monday night.
We decided to dye Cottie's hair, and she has pink dye. But then she has bleach for that, too. And so we got out and we read the directions, and I was going to do her hair because I'm decent at it. I do a pretty good job.
It's her side job, so if anybody wants their hair dyed,
oh, yeah.
She'll do it for you.
For real. That would cost $10. I already thought of this. $10 to dye your hair plus whatever it costs to buy the dye, you know? But that's pretty cheap, okay? $10. That's it.
That's really cheap. If you go to, like, a salon, it's a lot more.
Yeah, it is.
Just saying.
And I do a pretty decent job. Just saying.
She, like, fades it up. It's good.
I didn't even know I was good at this until it happened. But, so I bleached her hair, and I used the gloves that they had, but then the bleach kind of spilled onto the one glove that was supposed to be for, like, the dye. So I couldn't use either glove. I had to throw both the gloves away because I didn't want to ruin the hair color. So then when I went to dye it, I was just like, oh, I'll just dye her hair with my hands. Like, I'll just use my bare hands, because I've dyed her hair before with a purple color, and the dye came off pretty easily. It was no problem. Like, in the shower, it came off. After I washed my hands a few times, it came off. It wasn't too bad. But this one was, like, industrial strength. Like, it would not come off. And my index fingers were purple, and so were my thumbs. Like, it was so dark pink that it was purple. And it was all down my hands. It looked like I had a rash. So then we ended up going to Walgreens, and because we looked up on Google how to get hair dye out of hands. It said vinegar with salt, lemon juice, and we tried nail polish remover. And so we went and bought, we ran out of nail polish remover because we went through 2.5 bottles. And it
this
still,
was intense.
And like, it still, like, wasn't working. So gave up, went to bed, like, think of something else, try again later. And I go to class and my teacher's like, what happened? So I told him. And he's like, I'm actually kind of concerned, like, those chemicals shouldn't be on your hands. But then this girl in my class told me about this soap called Gojo at Home Depot. So I went and bought it, and it worked wonders. Like, my hands,
they're white again.
Yeah, like, I actually, you can see my skin. I mean, there's some in between my fingers and my thumbs a little bit, but it's definitely not as bad as it was.
We also used hand sanitizer, makeup remover, actual lemons, and cuties.
Which are oranges.
Yes.
We were basically trying anything with citrus in it.
Anything with acid.
Yeah. I even kind of thought at one point to actually just use acid.
That would have cured it up.
And this got me thinking, like, this type of stuff happens to me a lot. Like, stupid stuff happens to me a lot. And so I was thinking that we should just have our own YouTube channel. And this also makes me, I was doing my research today for the show, and I was on Prez Hilton's blog, and I was like, if Prez Hilton can run a crappy blog, I could run a YouTube channel. That would be okay. Like, he's really successful. He's made his living off of having a crappy blog and being mean to people. I could do that. That's easy.
Start
Let me
tonight.
Be famous. For real. And then I have added on to my nose-picking collection. I have found more celebrities with pictures of them picking their nose. And so there's three more celebrities on my walls with them picking their nose. I love my nose-picking collection. And so you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJLC with my guest, Cotty. And up next, after this break, I'm going to be talking about TV shows and then daily gossip. And, but before that, I'm going to play a song. And the song I'm going to play is Demi Lovato's new song, Heart Attack. So stay tuned, because up next is TV shows, which include KCAs, since they're over. And I'm going to tell which ones I got right and which ones I got wrong. And Glee. So here's Demi Lovato. This is DGLC. Only at radio.dominican.edu.
Never put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball. Like you, make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear high heels. Yes, you make me so nervous that I just can't hold your head. You make me glow, but a cover up won't let it show. So I'm putting my defenses up, 'cause I don't wanna fall in love. If I ever did that, I think I'd have a heart attack. I think I'd have a heart attack. I think I'd have a heart attack. Never break a sweat for the other guys. When you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Pain's more trouble than love is worth. I guess for air, it feels so good, but you know it hurts. Like you, make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear perfume for you. Make me so nervous that I just can't hold your hand.
And we are back. This is DJLC with my guest, Cotty. And this is Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And before I go on, I need to remind you that if you go on to radio.dominican.edu, scroll down the page to where you'll see my little icon of Kim Kardashian. Next to it, you can find my Facebook. You can like that. You can find my Twitter, and you can go follow that. And you can also tweet me, because I have my phone near me, and it gets messages and stuff, and I tweet often. I'm mostly on Twitter, so that's the best place to get a hold of me. And that was Demi Lovato with Heart Attack. So, next, we have TV shows. And a couple, what was it? When was the KCA's on? Like a week
Saturday.
Ago?
This last Saturday? Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like it was a really long time ago. Nope. So the KCA's were on Saturday. And I had made some predictions. And a lot I got right. But a couple I got wrong. I think I only got three wrong. So favorite show went to Victorious. And I was guessing Wizards of Waverly Place. So I got that wrong. Favorite actor, Ross Lynch. Of course I got that right.
Of course. I mean, I'm not gonna
favorite actress, Selena Gomez, which I got right. Male athlete, LeBron James, I got right. Favorite female athlete, Danica Patrick. Where did that come from? I really thought Gabby Douglas was going to take that one. Favorite book, Hunger Games, I got right. Favorite movie, Hunger Games. Again, I got right. Favorite group, One Direction.
Duh.
That's literally what I have in there. Duh.
That wasn't planned either. I did not know she had that written down.
Favorite male singer, Justin Bieber. Got right, obviously. Female singer, Katy Perry. I got that wrong because I thought it was going to be Taylor Swift. So that actually shocked me.
Katy Perry won that one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I knew Taylor Swift didn't win anything, but I didn't know who won.
And then favorite song went to What Makes You Beautiful. Duh. I thought you were going to join in on that.
I wasn't sure if you were going to do it again.
That's why I kind of thought. I was like, okay, she just left me hanging. That's okay. On Carrie Diaries, I am starting to really like it. Not just because Sebastian, because, I mean, let's get real. He definitely makes the show better.
Worth watching.
Yes. I mean, it's a good show anyways, but...
I mean, if you don't like the storyline, he's a reason to watch it anyways. Oh, yeah. I mean, I love the storyline and everything, but he just makes it so much more better.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah. Oh, that jawline. Woo, swoon worthy. She's starting to get smart. She's doing things that I would do. Like, she had a problem. She fixed it. She had to be somebody she wasn't to get... what she had to get done to save her job. And it's just like, good. She's thinking now. First, because for a while she was creating her own problems, and now she's fixing them. And I like that. Because at first, it's like, I should be in this show. What? Like, I could do this better than her. But she's fixing it. I like it. Plus, I like Sebastian, so who doesn't like that? And then on Glee, they had an episode about guilty pleasures, and there was an NSYNC song, which she doesn't love NSYNC. And there was a Spice Girls song. Wait, no, NSYNC wasn't Guilty Pleasures. Wow, okay, that was 2 weeks ago. Anyways, they had Spice Girls songs. I know that for a fact. And I was getting into that Spice Girls song. It was so good. What else happened?
They were talking about Chris Brown and how, like, everyone was dissing
that. Oh, yeah.
I don't know his name.
They, like, refused to play Chris Brown on the show. And I was just like... like bravo. But since it was a guilty pleasures episode, I decided that me and Cotty here should admit some of our guilty pleasures to the world.
Oh god.
And it was kind of hard to think about, because honestly I don't really care if people know what I like and dislike. That doesn't bother me, so I don't really have that many guilty pleasures. But I figured out some, and I'm gonna let you go first.
Okay, one of them, I guess this involves both of us. So, one time, I guess we've done it more than once.
But I think I know this one.
Yeah, you do. We like to think about what our lives would be like and how our houses would look like around 3 o'clock in the morning. So, one time, I don't know how we got onto this topic, but...
We don't have to go into deep details. Like, we don't have to tell you who the house is made for.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
It's guilty pleasures. No. Yeah, we do.
But this technically is my guilty pleasure then.
But I made it.
But it's more embarrassing for me than it is for you.
Why? I'll tell them my household too.
Okay, fine.
I'll tell them mine
just go.
First.
Just go. Make it short.
Okay, mine consists of me, my husband, Louis Tomlinson, and our three kids. Laura's consists of her, her husband, Harry Styles, and their three kids, and their dog named Curly. And yeah, I drew a house for her. Like, it's a legitimately, like, I drew a house for her.
It's big, too.
And I colored in the doghouse red and put Curly, and then I cut out a picture of Harry Styles at the for the front door.
It's, like, the perfect size, too.
That's one of mine.
Embarrassing. Okay, my first guilty pleasure is Ross Lynch.
Wow. Like, I didn't kill that one last week.
But I'm just saying, like, that's embarrassing. Like, he's 17 years old, and I just...
Better than Keaton, who turned... Okay. You liked him when he was 15. He was 15 when you liked him.
I'm getting that to later, okay? No, I already have something down for that.
Okay.
But that also includes Austin and Ally. I just love that show. I can't not watch it. If it's on, I have to watch it. Okay, yep. What's your next one?
Okay,
Do you not have another one?
I had some more, but I forgot them.
Yeah, that's why you write them down. That's why I wrote mine down.
Sorry, I don't have the thing in front of me. You say another one.
Fine. I love supernatural, like, teen books. Like, if it's, like, a young adult book that has, like, vampires or ghosts or, like, demons, I love it. I don't know why. It's just so good. I just love those type of books. Do you remember yours?
I find guys with tattoos really attractive. Like,
it's, oh, that's not a guilty pleasure.
It kind of is. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, this one's really bad of mine. I have taken time and written a letter to a person that will never see the letter, hopefully.
He will. I am taking it down and giving it to
no,
him.
No, you won't. I have it on my wall really high so no one can read it. But it's this very just embarrassing letter that I wrote to somebody.
I mean, it really isn't embarrassing. It's like
it's pretty embarrassing.
Heartfelt love letter.
It's pretty embarrassing.
No, it's not.
I was embarrassed reading it to you. The only reason I read it to you is because you were like all down and sad that week. And how I get people to cheer up is I make them laugh. So I was like, she's definitely going to laugh at this.
But
and I did.
Thinking back on it and thinking about what you wrote to this one person that I'm not going to name, but I should.
No, you shouldn't.
It was just so heartfelt and, like, you can
so
tell
stupid.
You, like, actually meant it. And I could just see, like, when you date this person, when
oh
you marry
God.
This person, because I am going to be at that wedding, I will give it to him and
no,
be like,
you won't.
Look.
I would die. I would die of embarrassment.
No, he'd love you for
only,
anything.
Only you and me know what's on that letter.
I know. And soon this other man will.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because once you marry him, I won't give him the letter, but I'll just be like,
so
okay.
Stupid. I will burn that letter if it comes to it. Like, I will burn it. I will shred it and burn it. That's so stupid. I'm like almost embarrassed by myself that I actually took the time to write this, and it's like in the format where it curves around the page, so you have to keep turning the page to read it, and then in the center it's a heart. It took me literally all semester of math to do that.
What else to do in math? I mean, I'd write a letter
all
in math
semester.
It's a very heartfelt letter.
Do you have any other one? Oh my God, I told you to think
of
this.
I know.
You had one job.
Sorry.
Okay, I have another one.
Okay, good.
When I take interest in a celebrity, I have to know everything about them. And it gets to the point where it's creepy. Like, I know it's creepy. I feel creepy sometimes knowing these things about these people, but I love finding out information about these people and I love knowing it. But then when I'm out, like, talking to people about certain things, I act like I don't know most of the stuff. And like, if someone tells me something I know, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, really? Like, I have to pretend like I'm not an expert on this person. And I know it's creepy, but I love knowing it. I love it. It just really makes me happy when I can find something out about a celebrity. And, like, sometimes, like, when you hear two different sides of things and you can figure it out yourself, like, oh, well, because of this and this and this, I know this is true. You can't hide from me. I just love it. I love it. Like, it is just so pleasing to find stuff out about celebrities. It really is.
I figured out another one.
Okay, go.
Okay, so, like, a couple months ago, we explained our top 10.
Is this, like, a whole, like, we thing, or is this just a you thing?
No, it's me. Jeez. Let me finish.
Okay, just go.
I didn't interrupt you.
You should have.
I should have, but I didn't.
Go on.
Anyways, I changed my list. And I added Perry to it.
Yeah.
Yes, I added Perry.
Yeah, a girl.
Yes, she's a girl. Yes, I added her. She's number 9. She beat Harry.
God.
Sorry, Harry.
Whatever.
Louis lost on your list, so don't even start with
me. I don't think he's on my list anymore because I forgot about Austin Butler.
See, at least Harry's on my
list. Anyways, my last one is my Tumblr. A lot of people, like a lot of my friends and stuff, know that I have a Tumblr, but I would never ever let them see it because I feel like it's almost
like a diary.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't actually have anything on there that I wouldn't tell someone, but like the fact that someone would be actually seeing it and like scrolling through it just like gives me anxiety. That's just me though, I guess. Anything?
I mean, I guess, like, yeah, Tumblr is like a diary, and it's, like, what you
I mean, do you have another one?
Oh. I thought you meant to...
No.
Oh, sorry. okay. I really...
This better be good. Something I don't even know.
You know what I told you on the way here.
What is it?
The thing that I want to do at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No, you can't say that.
I wasn't going to say where.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Shoot.
Oh my God, she's so boring.
Okay, when no one's around, I mean, I don't sing in front of people. Like,
she really doesn't.
Like, I really don't.
I was, like, singing in the car, and I heard her next to me, so I was like, I'm just gonna, like, stop singing, so she has to continue singing. And I stopped, and she stopped. Like, she could read my mind. It was really weird.
I've done that multiple times. But, yeah, I sing when no one's around.
That's not a guilty pleasure either. A lot of people sing when no one's around. I sing when people are around. I sing all the time.
I know you do.
It's not a guilty pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe I don't have very many.
Well, you obviously should have thought of this.
I did. I thought about it for a couple hours, okay?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I only told you at, like, 5:30. That's not a couple hours.
An hour and a half. Sorry.
Jeez, you. I swear. So, on to gossip. Celebrity gossip. I put this first because it was like literally the least important. But I did have something to say about it. Mariah Carey, it was her birthday. I don't know when. I didn't care to look it up. I don't care about Mariah Carey. But it was her birthday. And they, E! News pointed out that Nicki Minaj is wearing, like, almost the same exact dress and stealing her spotlight. And I just want to know why people care. Why do people care anything about these two? They're completely ridiculous, and I don't want to hear anything about them. I'm so sick of hearing about Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj. I don't care. Get it off, E! Online. I don't care. Just stop. That felt better.
Good.
But my rants are not even over because I have the biggest rant coming up.
I know who it involves, because I can rant about this person, too.
Oh, no, there's two big rants, then. Because I have another one that you can't rant about.
Oh, no, I can't rant about that one.
And then Demi Lovato has been confirmed for season 3 of X Factor as a judge. And I just really don't want her to be. She's so boring, and she thinks she knows it all, and she's so annoying. And I can't stand Demi Lovato as a judge. I really just want to, like, slap her in the face every time she opens her mouth. Ew.
She really does, though, like, watching X Factor with her. And every time Demi says something,
I just can't stand her on that show.
As a judge.
like, I like her music, and, like, sure, she stands for some cool stuff, like body image stuff, but I just really can't stand her know-it-all attitude. Calm down, you're not that cool. But I have on here that we're going to revisit this Emblem 3 topic.
Oh, gosh.
Because I was going through Instagram today, and okay. I saw Emblem 3 stuff, and I was just so annoyed. Really just annoyed. And I was looking at Keaton's face, and I just was like, ew, I want to punch you in the face right now. And so I unfollowed him from Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's annoying. I can't stand that 16-year-old anymore.
But you could stand him when he was 15. Is he too old for you?
No, he's just too annoying for me now.
So he grew up.
He's too old for you now. Oh my gosh. No, he's just really, like, he makes the ugliest faces in pictures. I can't stand it.
And he didn't do that when he was 15?
No, I just didn't notice it before, okay? I didn't follow him on Instagram when he was 15, okay?
Oh, sorry, he turned 16 on the show.
Yeah, he did.
I know he did. And remember when we first saw them and you're like, oh my god, who's that cute boy?
And I was like, he's 15. And I was like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I do remember, but still, I'm just saying.
I still don't understand what happened in the span of 3 months.
I found them on Instagram and they started annoying me. That's what happened in 3 months.
But now he's ugly to you?
Yeah. Okay, I have to show you this picture afterwards. What I'm talking about. Like, his face is just like, Anyways, like, I don't know. Like, usually guys, to me, they get better looking as they get older. Like, when I was 15, there was 15-year-olds that were like, oh, they're cute. And now they're like, oh, man. At 20, they're like, whew, good looking. But he, it's just the reverse for him.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to be 17 this year, and it's just going downhill for him. I can tell.
What if he turns the other cheek, like, boom, like he comes out of nowhere, like he's really attractive.
I don't care, because I won't see it, because I don't follow him on Instagram anymore. But this leads me to my next topic, a Fifth Harmony and why they're annoying as well.
See, okay, let me give you some background information on this. Them as well, she liked them on the show. Like, she's like, oh, go Fifth Harmony, I'm gonna watch it because Fifth Harmony's on it still. And yeah.
Yeah, they're annoying. The okay, same thing. Instagram. Again. Instagram, they just shoved their business down my throat on Instagram, and I just didn't care enough, and they're annoying. And I just don't think they're going to be as good as they want to be.
Well, some celebrity thinks they're really good.
I don't care what that celebrity thinks.
Wow. Harsh. What? I don't know how he's going to live with you later in life.
Like, honestly.
If you don't like what he thinks.
Oh, my gosh. You can have differences of opinions. I just don't like it. He can like them. That's fine. I don't care.
You just said you didn't care about his opinions. Like, nope, he's wrong.
I don't care about what he thinks about Fifth Harmony. He can booty pop to their songs all he wants, okay?
I feel like you would join him, though.
No, I'd watch him booty pop, but I would be like, this song is stupid.
Watch,
I bet
you
it's going to
like
be.
Them.
I just don't. I don't know. I like the girl Lauren from it, because I liked her when she was solo. I still follow her on Instagram. I like her. But, like, just Dinah, is that her name?
Yes.
And the one with the big bow.
Camilla.
Yeah, I don't like them. And Allie, too. I don't really like her either.
And you don't like Normani because she's dating Aaron. Yeah, I know that one already.
Oh, God, that's so annoying. I hope they're broken up already.
I don't think they are.
Oh, God, they need to. Talk about annoyance.
See, I don't see why that's annoying.
It just is. Like, they met on X Factor. That's so stupid. And they were like 15. Like, oh, get over
Liam
yourselves.
And Danielle met on X Factor.
I don't care.
And you're not annoyed by them. Double standards here? I think yes.
Oh my God. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
She was, okay, first of all, Danielle was like 19 at the time. And Liam was 16. So
does that make it better?
Yes, because at least
She's
one of them
you.
Was older. Exactly.
That's why.
Exactly. So it's okay. I don't care.
Okay, so say you were on The X Factor at 19 when Keaton was on. Would you go after him?
I'm telling you, no. This Keaton conversation's over. Stop bringing him up. Stop saying, oh, look, here's your boo, and show me a picture of Keaton. I don't care. I don't want to see his face. I really don't care. Anyways.
Double standards.
I'm just saying. They're annoying.
I'm just saying, too.
Those two groups are annoying me at the moment.
But double standards with relationships on X Factor. I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't oh, my gosh me.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
You know I'm right.
I don't care, okay? I can have double standards. Okay? That's it. I make the rules on this show. This show is my show, and I'm going to have double standards all I want.
I'm just going to call you out on them.
Go ahead. That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Anyways, on to the next topic. Ryan Lochte.
Here we go. You guys buckled in. This is going to be a rough ride.
He's coming out with a show called What Would Ryan Lochte Do? And I can tell you what he won't do. Say anything intelligent. But the trailer's out for the show, and it's like 4 minutes long. It's literally 4 minutes that you'll never get back in your life.
At least it's not that 3 minutes.
Oh, I didn't even put that in here. I forgot about that.
We gotta talk about that.
We'll talk about that next. No, two things from now. But he has this whole thing about Jah, and it's J-E-A-H. Jah. But he thinks it's Jah. Like, he's like, if you don't say the J enough, it's Jah. And it's like, do you know how to speak English? It's literally yeah with a J. So it wouldn't be Jah, it'd be Jah. Just like you say it. Like, he's literally too stupid to even comprehend. Like, I don't understand his thinking because he's literally that dumb. And there's, like, shows him having interviews for the show, and there's nothing going on behind those eyes. There's just nothing. There's no life form back there. Just complete stupidity. And then he has this whole thing about how it's the Lochte Nation and how it's coming for everyone and how everyone's going to be the Lochte Nation. And if the Lochte Nation is coming, count me out, because that's not what I signed up for. And it shows this clip where it's like, what is the Lochte Edge? That's what, like, one of the producers or something asked him. And he's like, honestly, I have no idea. Like, that's so... He has, and it was also accompanied by the stupidest face he could have ever made. That's just one thing. And then they had this clip about, it showed a clip of him winning, and it was the only time he's ever beaten Michael Phelps for a medal. So they had to show that one time he beat Michael Phelps. Good for you. Let's not mention how you totally blew the relay for the U.S. Let's not mention that, because you beat Michael Phelps one time in the Olympics. And then it shows a sequence of him training and then him going out at night and drinking, which is so stupid. Because in high school, our coach always told us to not drink. I mean, you shouldn't be drinking underage anyways. Let's get that clear. But if you were going to drink, don't drink during swim season, because alcohol affects you and you just don't perform as well. And it affects you for a while. But yeah, he was doing it. And he was, like, trying to pick up girls. And it is literally, he's so stupid. His family, you can even tell his family knows he's stupid, but they just kind of put up with it. And I felt like I was at a loss of brain cells after that trailer. And I was like, how am I going to be able to watch this show when I feel like I'm dumber now for watching the trailer than I was? Like, I just was so completely annoyed by the trailer. I can't stand Ryan Lochte. He's just the stupidest pile of poop in the planet. Oh, I could go on for days about how Ryan Lochte annoys me. Like, he's so much talk about how he's so good and how it was going to be his year, and then he gets up there and chokes. Ugh. Sorry, okay. Next. But this is along the lines of dumb athletes. So Lindsey Vonn, who is dating Tiger Woods, honestly, she's smart. That's sarcasm, if you couldn't tell. She was rumored to have dated Chris Humphries. But then she says that they were just friends and she won't admit to dating him. But I don't really blame her, because who would really want to admit to picking up Kim Kardashian's sloppy seconds? That's disgusting. And on to what we were talking about before. Farrah Abrams. That's her name, right? Abrams?
I thought it was Abraham.
Definitely not Abraham. It's Abrams.
Okay, whatever.
I'm like 99% positive about that. Farrah Abrams from Teen Mom. She came out with a music video and a song. And it's 3 minutes exactly. And it's 3 minutes of your life that you will never, never get back. But you will want it back so badly.
Yeah.
And it's not even really her singing. It's her talking with auto-tune. And a really, really bad beat. It's terrible. And I, like, in the middle of it, I was like, can we please not watch this anymore? Please. Like, it's really upsetting how bad it is. There's this Nickelodeon star named Ariana Grande, and she's from Victorious. And I, like, hear so much about her. Like, a lot of people on that I know from high school really like her, and there's a lot of people on, like, Tumblr that really like her, and they just, like, think she's amazing. And she does have a good voice, because I looked up one of her songs today. She sounds a lot like Mariah Carey, actually. Like, she has a really decent voice, but I just don't see the big deal in her. Like, she kind of annoys me.
I feel like you only feel that way because you watched that Ryan Lochte video before you looked her up.
No, I've never really liked Ariana Grande. Like, anything I hear about her, I'm like, it's kind of annoying. Like, she just kind of seems like the person that's, like, so hungry for the spotlight that it's not even funny.
Farrah.
Like Farrah. Like, they're on the same level, except for Ariana Grande never got pregnant or hasn't gotten pregnant yet. Like, the fact that she, like, it was made such a big deal that she went out with this guy named Jay Brooks that she met on Twitter. And they dated for, like, 2 weeks and then broke up, and it was some big news.
I feel like it was a lot longer than 2 weeks.
It was, like, 2 weeks. And they've only seen each other, like, twice.
How do you know this?
I looked it up today.
That they only saw twice?
No, I said they saw each other, like, twice. It could have been more. It could have been, like, 3 or 4 times. Because there's pictures and stuff when they were, like, together. And he lives in a completely different country. So. And now there's rumors about her going out with Austin Mahone, which I swear is still 12.
He's 16.
12.
16.
And whatever you say, he's still going to be 12 in my book.
He's turning 17 April 4th.
That's nice for him. Anyways. This is out of order, but it fit into the placement because I'm going back to Demi Lovato. And I would have said this earlier, but then it just didn't feel right in the right place, so I'm adding it here. But Demi Lovato wants to settle down and have kids soon. And she's only 20, and that kind of terrifies me because I'm 20, and I would never want it. And it's a couple years, no. No, thank you. Don't sign me up for that. Like, I'm not popping out kids anytime soon. Let's just get that straight. That sounds terribly painful and not something that I want to do anytime soon. Well, you had comments. Why aren't you saying anything about it?
I just...
And why? If she's, like, going... She might be at the top of her career in a couple of years, and she's going to just, like, oh, I'll settle down now.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to settle down. I mean, I'm not 20 yet, but...
Oh, you might as well be 20.
I should be 20. I mean, come on.
Like, it's a privilege. You said that, like, I should be 20. Trust me, it's not that special.
I mean, I would not want to settle down. I wouldn't want to be married at this age. I would not want to have kids. Like, no.
Sounds just awful.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Having to be with somebody for the rest of your life? Ugh. Not now, no. Especially, not even the guys I know. They're all annoying. This is clearly a theme here, that how much things annoy me. But this is a pretty good topic. Kim Kardashian and her pregnancy. And I'm going to compare it to Kate Middleton's pregnancy. And I'm talking solely on looks.
They're
amount
as far along as
yes,
each other.
Yes, that's what the phrase is. They're as far along as each other. And they still got a couple months, like 3, 4, right?
At least 4.
And Kate Middleton, she hardly looks pregnant. She has like a small, tiny
like
little
slight,
one.
Slight, like.
Yeah, she kind of just looks bloated.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, whoa. She has ballooned up big time. Her
like
hips
a whale.
Are, her hips are ginormous. Her boobs are like, oh, that must be back-breaking. Her boobs are so big. And she insists on wearing these really
tight
dresses. And it's just like, that's not flattering on you. Why don't you go to the maternity store, stop dressing your old clothes, buy clothes that fit you, girl. She was wearing this one white and black dress. And she literally looked like a whale. Like,
yeah.
It's bad. And there's this new picture of her where she has this tight gray dress on and has all these, like, jewels at the top, which isn't a good idea in the first place because the jewels just make you look at her boobs even more, and her boobs are already ginormous, so you don't want to look at them more. And then it's tight around her hips, and she has such big hips now. She's so wide. She just looks terrible. And clearly, she just needs to stop eating for... She needs to stop eating what she's eating because I guess she's, like, tweeting pictures of, like, In-N-Out all the time. Slow your roll, girl. Like, you still, especially since you gained the most of your weight, like, the last month, or mm-hmm. the last, like, 2 weeks or something.
The last trimester, so the last 3 months.
And she's not even there yet. So she's just going to gain more weight. Look, which is a scary thought for everyone.
Not just her, everyone.
Yeah. Her walking down the street might cause earthquakes. She's big. Like, she's always been, you know, not super skinny because she's always had a big butt. But it's bad. It's really bad. And Amanda Bynes is back on my radar because she tweeted Drake, the rapper. She said, I want at Drake, that's his rapper name, to destroy my...
You can say it.
Vagina. She said that. She once said, I want Drake to destroy my vagina. Who records? I mean, who tweets that? I mean, that's basically a recording. It's going to be there forever. That's really bad. Who does that? And do you really think he's going to be like, oh, wow, how flattering. This train wreck of a girl wants me to get with her. No? And she has her dimples pierced. Oh, she looks bad. She looks a hot mess. Like, someone needs to take her under their wing. I don't even know. Actually, I'm still in this idea where her and Lindsay Lohan should get a house together and party together. And they could just push each other to, like, do more coke and drink more. And you know what? We can throw Justin Bieber in there, too. But on to the next. Taylor Swift is going to be on the season 2 finale of New Girl. And she's going to... Her character in it is going to be stopping a wedding. So clearly it's not going to be a stretch for her to play an immature person. So there's that. I don't watch New Girl. I'll probably see this episode because Taylor Swift's in it. Oh, hey, look. Lindsay Lohan. She just wrapped up her spot on Anger Management, which is Charlie Sheen's show. Very aptly. What's the word? Casted because Charlie Sheen's crazy, she's crazy, they probably got along fine. But according to some celebrity gossip sites, the crew of Anger Management is saying that it's time for her to go because she was completely crazy. And now it's saying that she wants to be on TV more, like she wants to do guest spots on a lot of shows. And like Two Broke Girls, she wants to be on that. And I'm like, yeah, don't sign anyone up for that. And then, was it yesterday that the wedding thing happened? Or was that 2 days ago?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, a member of One Direction, Niall Horan, his older brother got married. And he was the best man in the wedding. Why I know this? Because there was a lot of fans outside that actually, like, crashed the wedding to get a picture with Niall. And they were all, like, 8. They were like
they
young
really were.
Girls.
And their moms were there.
Yeah, and how disrespectful is that?
Like, what kind of mom would say, oh yeah, let's go to this wedding so you can meet your favorite celebrity? Like, no. That's
yeah, like,
not,
it's not the time
you
or place.
Don't do that.
And I'm not even saying that because it's One Direction. Like, I
no.
would. No.
To any celebrity. You don't do that. You You give them privacy. It's their time. It's family. You just don't do that.
Like, no one's for child abuse, but I really want to punch these 8-year-olds in the face. Like, why would you do that?
I kind of want to punch their moms in the face.
You can get the moms and the kids. Kids already annoy me, so it wouldn't be that far of a stretch. But on to my last topic. Justin Bieber. It's all in caps because that's how, like, annoyed I am. So, about a month ago, I don't know why I didn't talk about this when it happened, but I saw a video of it and it was pretty funny. About a month ago, when Justin Bieber was in the UK, there was some photographers that were calling him names and telling him to go back to America and just kind of harassing him. And he, like, jumped out of the car. Because first they put him in the car. It's fine. Door's shut. And they're, like, yelling at him.
To go back to America. And then that's when he jumps out of the car.
He, like, jumped out of the car and was like, what the F did you say? I'll F and F you up. Like, it was
like,
so
that was exact
funny. Like, yeah. He, like, seems like he's acting, like, hella hard. Like, he's going to, like, really beat him up or something. But his security also grabs him. Nothing happens. But I thought it was funny. Because, one, he's not American. So telling him to go back to America, like, please don't. We don't want him here either. Tell him to go back to Canada. And I don't know why he was mad, because the words that the paparazzi were saying, I would have laughed if I heard someone in with a British accent saying those words. Like, I'd been like, oh, you're adorable. And of course, he got a new car again. Woo. That's like One Direction getting a new tattoo. Big whoop. Something new. Not. And he was driving the car up and down his street in America. He owns a house in Calabasas, which is the neighborhood that the Kardashians live. He was driving his new car up and down really fast, I guess. And his neighbor didn't like this because he has kids and it was a safety hazard. So his neighbor went to his house to, like, basically yell at him. And him and his neighbor got in a fight. And I guess Justin Bieber threatened his neighbor, saying that he would kill him. And I'm just like, whoa, homeboy, that's illegal. You cannot threaten to kill someone. And I guess he spit on him too, which would be funny to see, honestly. Can you imagine, like, Justin Bieber really mad and, like, trying to spit on you? Like, I would almost want to try to get him mad just to see if that would happen. I'm like, go ahead, spit on me. I'll just bottle it and sell it. Like, I'll make money off of that. But now he's getting charged for battery. And, I mean, here's hoping. He goes to jail. Maybe that'll do him some good. But all of this is because, obviously, his breakup with Selena, he's clearly not having a very good time with it. He bought her a new puppy. Trying to get her back. Like, hey, look, I still love you. Here's the puppy. She gave it back to him. Just straight up. Wasn't even like, oh, how cute. No, it was just like, take it back. I don't know when he gave her the puppy and when she gave it back, but I know he attempted to give her a puppy and she just gave it back. She didn't care. The cuteness was not going to work on her.
Nope.
She was done. And of course, Selena has done some things like the whole making him cry comment.
And I feel like that's all she's done.
Well, some of her tweets were like, finally over it, just moving on. And then there was a picture of the recording studio. And a lot of it is reminiscent of what Taylor Swift does. But the reason why Selena Gomez looks good in this case is because of Justin. Because he's so wild and crazy and just complete train wreck at this point that anything she does will never look as bad as what he's doing. And sure, he's not slamming her or anything like that, but his actions alone make him look so bad that she looks good. And I mean, if some of Taylor Swift's ex were like just off the rails and been like, okay, like I don't really blame her for kind of putting him in his place, but none of her exes do that. Like, all of her exes have been like, whatever, like, it's over. You can say what you want. But Justin is having such a hard time that anything she does that's bad, he does worse and to himself, so it makes her look kind of good. And he, did he tweet this about the break thing? About him taking a break?
Oh, no.
Did he tweet that?
No, I don't think so.
I heard it from several places. It wasn't just on Disney Dreaming, which is sketchy. But it is rumored that he, I think he did tweet it, that he might take a break after his tour because he doesn't know what he wants to do anymore. So he might just take a break to, like, figure it out, whatever.
Gain some sanity back.
Yeah, but honestly, that one, he's kind of taken a break already before because between his first album and his new album now, there was, like, a 2-year span of nothing. So he's already taken a break before, so it wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, unless it was, like, a 10-year break, that'd be, like, Justin Bieber who? But that probably won't happen. He loves the fame. He loves the cars. He loves the money. He's not going to go back. And there's a picture, this just adds to my annoyance, of him wearing wearing 3 watches. And I had this theory that he wears several watches for different time zones, but if you look at the watches, they're all the same time zone. There was really no need for 3 watches.
Nope. And they were big watches, too.
Yeah.
Like, almost take up your whole arm.
Yeah, and he was wearing 3 of them, 2 on one wrist and 1 on the other.
Wouldn't that weigh your arm down? Like, what's the purpose?
I don't know. It was just stupid. That's what it was. And in Paris, when he was leaving Paris, because he was in Europe and he came back for a little bit, and he's going back pretty soon. But while he was leaving Paris, he went through security with no shirt on. And I just wish he would just put a shirt on once in a while. Like, every time we turn around, he's shirtless again. And not that I have a problem with it, but after a while, it's just like, why don't you show us something new and put a shirt on? I don't know. Maybe pull up your pants, too. Surprise us all. And then again, like I said before, he wears fully clothed. He's fully clothed in a music video where it's by a pool, but he's going to be, like, naked everywhere else. That's weird. But because he was talking about taking a break, people are like, hey, he should do X Factor with Demi Lovato. And I'm like, no. Just no. Like, Demi Lovato is already annoying enough by herself. We don't need another person. We don't need another person in there that's young that thinks they know everything and how to deal with everything. Because they don't. Let's just get that straight. And I just think I would honestly come to just really hate Justin Bieber if he was on X Factor. I don't even think I'm going to watch next season of X Factor. Nothing good has come out of the United States X Factor. Let's just put it that way.
If you say so.
What good has come out of the United States X Factor? Nothing big.
Doesn't mean next season won't.
Oh my gosh. The odds aren't looking good.
What came out of the UK X Factor this season? Nothing. There's no one that's big.
This season yet, but this is the second season of X Factor, and season 1 didn't have anything come out of it good.
I don't even remember for season 1 because I didn't watch it.
But there's still, you still don't know who won it. Still don't know. But I can tell you, Leona Lewis won X Factor UK, Little Mix, One Direction.
Sher Lloyd. Did not win.
Okay, they didn't win, but they came from it, and they still are big. Sher Lloyd took 4th, still big. All those people are from earlier seasons of X Factor, and they are doing better than earlier seasons of X Factor in the United States. So, I'm just saying, there's no like talent that's going to come out of the U.S. X Factor. Saying that right now. I mean, maybe one, and it's not going to be next season, and it might not be the season after that. It'll be like season 5, if there is even a season 5. Maybe one act will come out of the U.S. X Factor that'll be good, and that's it. That's all they have. Because right now, all the good music, all the really popular, I don't want to say good, because different people have different definitions of good music, but all the really popular music is coming out of the UK right now.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one, but doesn't mean that the US doesn't have
it. It's a trend. Anything. It's a trend. It's a trend.
Okay.
The US is not having it right now.
I agree with you on that one.
Then I'm right.
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean no.
Yeah, because you're like, no. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No, we'll talk about this next time.
You just agreed with me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter because...
No, you agreed with me. No. And this is over, and this has been DGLC on Tinsel Talk with only at radio.dominican.edu. And tune in next week, same time, same place. And I'm going to leave you with Chicken and Sarah Closer. If it plays.
All I want to get is a little bit closer. All I want to know is, can you come a little closer? Here comes a breath.